It had been billed as Super Saturday in Westminster, Boris Johnson's chance to get his divorce deal approved and go down in history as the Prime Minister who made Brexit happen. But it didn't go to plan. An amendment forcing him to request another Brexit delay from the EU was passed, meaning the vote on his deal was postponed.
I wish the House to know that I'm not daunted or dismayed by this particular result, and I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country, bad for our European Union, and bad for democracy.
Opposition parties claim victory, although it was a former Conservative MP who put forward the amendment, which was designed to try and prevent an accidental no-deal Brexit. Jeremy Corbyn is the leader of the Labour Party.
Today is an historic day for Parliament because it said it will not be blackmailed by a Prime Minister who is apparently prepared once again to defy a law passed by this Parliament.
The law required the PM to send a letter to EU leaders asking for an extension till the end of January. He did, but didn't sign it. And it was accompanied by another letter, this one with Boris Johnson's signature, arguing that a delay would be a mistake. Still, Brussels says it will respond to the delay request in the coming days. European leaders will unanimously agree. Outside Parliament, hundreds of thousands of protesters pushing for a so-called people's vote on the Brexit deal cheered the news of a potential delay. They say it gives them a glimmer of hope that Brexit can be stopped.
Yeah, that at least stops the impending doom of no deal, doesn't it? But we need to go a lot further and actually stamp out the whole of Brexit altogether.
The Brexit supporters are upset at MPs.
I mean, I've been frustrated since March. Technically, we should have been out on the 29th of March, and everything they've done since then is just undermined democracy.
So what happens now? If the EU grants a delay, it would allow MPs more time to analyse the various bits of Brexit legislation. Amendments could be attached for a softer form of Brexit or potentially a second referendum. But it's still possible for the Prime Minister to force his deal and the related legislation through by the end of October or shortly after. Another meaningful vote on the deal is likely to be held early this week. It could well pass. The deal has the support of former Prime Minister Theresa May, who is now a backbench MP.
I hope the whole House will forgive me if I say that standing here I have a distinct sense of déjà vu. If you want this country to move forward, then vote for the deal.
So in one sense, Boris Johnson may have lost this battle, but he might still win the war. As Cabinet members left Parliament, they were heckled by protesters and required police protection. Delay, deal or no deal, the deep divisions Brexit has created in this country are unlikely to disappear. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.